Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
You know you big time when you have a party and the cops come shutting it down. Diddy's already been big time for a long time, but this time, oh yeah, he's big time. TMZ is reporting Diddy's birthday celebrations got so out of control over the weekend, police came to shut it down. Law enforcement tell TMZ that police received multiple calls around 2 a.m. It was probably that. Anyway, it was a disturbance reported at Diddy's home in L.A. Cops had arrived. They spoke to security, told him to cut it all off, shut it all down. Before throwing an epic rager, Diddy had another party for his 49th birthday in West Hollywood, where he celebrated with LeBron James, Usher, Wiz Khalifa, Kodak Black, other big-name celebs you might have heard of. The video is online. Kodak tried to pull a fast one and sneak a drink out of the club, but he got caught red-handed. Seems like the after-party spilled over to Diddy's, and as you can imagine, it was a little crazy. Over 200 people in the party, 50 cars parked outside his home. It was real crazy, so it made sense to shut it down, but I'm sure Diddy's not sorry about that. Send your prayers out to Angela Simmons. Her sister and brother are speaking out after her ex-fiance was murdered. Angela Simmons' brother JoJo and sister Vanessa are speaking out after news hit that Angela's ex-fiance Sutton Tennyson had been murdered. The siblings posted heartbreaking messages on social media. The Jazz and Brand is reporting that on Saturday, Tennyson, who is 37, was shot multiple times around 4:30 in the evening. What caused the shooting is unclear, but it was originally believed of a robbery or home invasion. Sutton was talking to another man in his driveway when things escalated and he was shot. Angela took to Instagram Sunday morning to pay her respects to Sutton and thank her followers for the well wishes. Angela and Sutton got engaged in 2006, but quietly broke things off in 2017. She has a son, Sutton Jr. Kim Kardashian has been quiet for a very long time. Ray J has not. And now Kim Kardashian is like, you know what, Ray J, I'm sick of you speaking out. And she called him a pathological liar after he's been sharing way more than he's supposed to about a very old sex tape, the one that kind of made her famous and pretty much made him famous too. Ray J is still revealing details of his past sex life with Kim Kardashian, who is now married and a father of one. He's sharing that Kim would often touch up her makeup before, during, and after they had sex, and she kept a Louis Vuitton trunk of sex toys for their marathon sexcapades. He also says that she would answer the phone if her mother, Kris Jenner, would call, even during their lovemaking. Kim was a little upset, got word of her old ex's chatty ways, and called him out on social media. A fan tweeted her saying Ray J constantly revealing all the intimate details about at Kim Kardashian shows that he is suffering from low self-esteem. But Kim answered, or shows he's a pathological liar. You actually believe this story? It's too funny to me. I've never seen the tape. I don't choose to. And either way, I don't really care about it. I wish Ray J would just move on. Seriously.